This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening around the world, especially in Canada, right here on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervey, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And today, on this holiday weekend, I am here in the studios of KABC to be the managing partner of your life. I'm here to manage your holidays, to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and every other good wish I can provide to you with my lovely co-host who's smiling at me because she wants to wish Happy Kwanzaas and other
Festivus for the rest of us.
What do you celebrate, Carrie?
Everything. I mean, Christmas, of course. I have my Christmas tree, my fake one, because I cannot watch a Christmas tree die in my house every year. Even as a kid, I cried.
Is it a vegan tree?
It's plastic. I don't know. And then, you know, and then my boyfriend, his whole family's Jewish. So
we do
Hanukkah and we do all of the rest of all the Jewish holidays, because I also grew up in Beverly Hills, which to me is like little Israel. Jewish.
People don't call it little Israel anymore.
But all my friends were Jewish, so I went to temple with them. We did Seder. I had Sabbath. I mean, it was like, you know, whatever. So I knew all my prayers and stuff.
You do that well.
Thank you.
What about on Christmas? What do you do for Christmas?
It's with the family in the morning. Everybody's there.
So tomorrow morning you're going to be with your family?
That's right. And then after that we'll go to Jesse's house, to Jesse's parents' house, and we'll spend the afternoon with them.
And you must have some really wonderful memories of your father, Casey Kasem, Christmas mornings.
You know, I didn't
mean that as a joke.
I know. Remember, you know, for the first 7 years, yes, they were the most magical Christmases in the world. And then after that, I remember, this is really awful because, you know, the whole story with my stepmother. After she decided that she was going to get the gifts for us, I remember one time my hair was as curly as, I mean, it was, you couldn't get any curly. I had corkscrews for hair. I mean, super curly. For one Christmas, I opened up a box of curlers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I got from my stepmom. That was it.
That's nice.
And then one Christmas, I got an oversized pink jumpsuit from Pick and Save.
Didn't she later in life throw meat at you?
Yeah, frozen meat. I got that too.
But that wasn't for Christmas. That was just to get away from your father. Wow.
She did lots of nice things.
But I hope you have some nice memories, because this is a weekend where, you know, we're celebrating, we're here with family, and we want to dedicate our show today to all the families. We've had so much turmoil in the world and even in this country over the last few months, and we want to get back to the basics and think of family. And what I decided, because this is such an important time for me personally to be with family, is I decided to have my family from Toronto come here to Los Angeles.
I love your family. Your family rocks. Your wife, your kids, your mom, and now, you know, I've met your brother now.
Yes, Martin.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an exciting show today because we have an important, important subject. So for all of you people who aren't listening to the show, please turn it on right now. Because we are going to talk about getting out of this country.
Woo!
Let's go move to Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a very exciting election. Who won that election, Carrie?
I think it was Trump. I think his name's Trump. Is that right?
I think so.
Pence? Trump?
And Trump Pence. And, of course, a lot of people were talking about moving to another country, such as Canada, if, in fact, Trump won the election. And he did.
And I wish they'd go.
You do?
I'm so sick of people saying, I've heard this many years now, for the last 20 years, if somebody doesn't like the problem, I'm moving to Canada. Well, go. Name one person who's actually moved out of the country when they've said that. Some of these celebrities, they've upset me so much, I hope they go, and I hope they're never heard from again.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, because for you people who want to move out of the country, move to Canada, we're going to make that possible for you. We have with us, after the break, we have none other than Evan Green. And for those of you who are listening, you know who Evan Green is from Green and Spiegel. He is one of the top, I think he's the best immigration lawyer in Canada, but he's definitely one of the top lawyers in Canada. And he is going to tell you exactly how you can apply to move to Canada. Yes. You can get out of here. The inauguration's coming up. You can get right out of this country, and Evan's going to help you, teach you how to move to Canada. And then after we learn how to move to Canada, we are going to have none other than a regular on the show, my mom, Evelyn Gervey, and she brought with her her other son, the older son, Martin Gervey, and they are going to tell you all what it's like living in Canada. They've been there their whole life, and they have a lot of stories. They can tell you what it's going to be like once you move to Canada when Trump becomes the president of this country, which is a short time from now. So make sure you call all of your friends. Tell them to listen to the show, because they're going to hear from my mom and my brother what it's like living in Canada. Now, Carrie, you mentioned celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of them that talked about moving.
Okay.
Do we know whether any of them have moved yet?
Yeah, I haven't heard yet. They have not one.
Well, according to the Canadian immigration, only 28 Americans, that's 28 in this huge country of ours, have applied for Trump-related refugee status to move to Canada. 28 people, and none of them are Bryan Cranston, Chelsea Handler, Amy Schumer, Barbara Streisand, George Lopez, Cher, Jon Stewart, Amber Rose, who's she?
Does it matter?
No. Samuel, is she any relation to Jason Rose?
No.
Miley Cyrus, Samuel L. Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, Iceberg, whatever. It's all the same.
That's a great joke.
What?
That joke? You haven't heard it?
Of course I've heard it.
Okay.
You're not talking about a Canadian joke, are you?
It's about who sank the Titanic.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I just don't want you to talk about Canadians, because you know what they say about Canadians?
Huh.
Everyone in Canada is either a prostitute or plays hockey. And you know what I say to that?
What?
My mom was a star for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, she played for the Leafs.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I'm so disappointed to hear some of those names, because I really like some of those actors. I'm reading Bryan Cranston's book, which I will now throw in the fireplace tonight.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Visit him in Vancouver.
It's just very upsetting.
How about Lena Dunham?
Just
she's outspoken.
So unpatriotic. So, you know, this country was founded on a democracy. So, actually a republic. And we're not supposed to have parties, but we do now. But it's because of, you know, we are allowed to vote. If you don't like our voting system and you don't like the fact that we are a democracy,
right,
get out.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, because you have that opportunity. These celebrities have not applied just yet. They still have some time. And by the way, there are some requirements that you have to fulfill to be able to move legally to Canada. And this is a law show. Evan Green is going to come up with us after the break to talk about those legal requirements. We have a great show, and I'm excited. I'm excited to hear from my mom. I'm excited to hear from my brother. I'm excited to find out exactly what it's like living in Canada. But first, we have to find out how to get there. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you.
Whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, or Festivus.
A Festivus for the rest of us!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays to you and yours. From 790 KABC.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
One company is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Not to Express Employment professionals, seeking a skilled labor position, or administrative work. Maybe you're an executive looking for a career that fits.
Good morning, everyone.
We take pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Express Employment Professionals is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you.
Hey, LA Kings fans, it's Peter Tilden here. The Salvation Army is at work 365 days a year lifting up our communities and providing shelter, food, and safety for so many in need. So this holiday season, your gift is going to help provide a toy for a child, a holiday meal for an entire family, or just bring a sense of hope. You can help by going to petersredkettle.org and donating today. Your gift will help many, many holiday wishes come true. Donate at petersredkettle.org.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Happy holidays!
Hey everyone, it's John Phillips and Jillian Barbary.
That's right, we want to wish you a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. What else have we got?
Happy Festivus!
A Festivus for the rest of us!
We make a great soundtrack, by the way, for your holiday gatherings, especially for the brawls on the front lawn and your wife beaters.
But just don't play it in front of the kids.
Bah, humbug!
790 KABC.
Yes, we are back, and I am standing at attention. That is amazing to hear that song. So many Americans will now be adopting that after they move to the United States, from the United States to Canada. Do you know the words, Carrie?
Is it God Save the Queen?
No, that would be something
from
that
England.
The
I couldn't
Britain
hear anything,
sings.
By the way.
Oh, you couldn't?
Nothing.
Well, that's because you're not listening.
No, so, it's because no, nobody else besides your headphones played the song.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So they changed the words to that song,
okay.
I don't know, 20, 25 years ago, because I grew up with different words, and then it changed. And then, of course, at the All-Star game, which I'm sure you were watching, the tenors decided to change the words even more and talk about All Lives Matter. But in Canada, when you get there, Americans, you will find out that they don't talk about All Lives Matter, although they do care. Justin Trudeau, I think the Prime Minister of Canada, cares about all lives. We are going to learn right now, this minute, what you all need to do to move out of this country and to make Canada your home. We are so honored here at Gervie's Law and Talk Radio 790 KBC to welcome one of the premier, and I said premier like a French guy, premier immigration lawyers in Canada. He is Evan Green. He is of Green and Spiegel. He is a recent chair of the American Immigration Lawyers Association Canadian chapter. He's in the Law Society of Upper Canada. We need to talk to you, Evan. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you very much. Thank
it's
you
great
very much.
To have you. How is the weather in Toronto today?
Not too bad. It's, you know, it's above the freezing mark, so that's a good sign. But we're going to have a white Christmas,
so we're excited
about that.
Well, and happy holidays to you. Happy Hanukkah. And I hope you enjoy the holiday season. We have some important questions to ask of you because you understand that you immigration lawyers here are very special since the election of President-elect Donald Trump. We have heard that there have been a whopping 28 Americans who have applied for Trump-related refugee status. And Gervie's Law is trying to raise that number so we can get rid of some of these people, send them to Canada. Please tell us, from a legal perspective, what is necessary to actually have a successful refugee status application based on Donald Trump becoming the president of this country?
Well, seeking asylum to Canada, you would have to show that you were being persecuted by the state without having protection, and that was based on your race, religion, nationality, or sexual orientation. So based on many of the things we heard during the campaign, you might have a case, but nothing yet has occurred to allow for that.
Evan, what's this business about living in Canada for 4+ years before you can be considered to get your status?
Well, no, what they're talking about is, you see, when you want to come to Canada, you have to apply either as a non-immigrant, so for a work permit or something of that nature, or you apply on a permanent basis, and very similar to your green card, and you apply for permanent residence to Canada. Once you are a permanent resident of Canada, you have to wait 4 years to apply for citizenship. And that's where the 4-year provision comes into effect.
Now, I'm just flabbergasted at some of these people who are actually going for asylum. And I truly hope that if they do get asylum, they
all 28 of them?
Yet never come back into this country. I hope that
happens. Okay, well, that's your
they're going to have a pretty high bar to be able to do that. I mean, we've had it in the past during the Bush administration, where you had people who left the army who wouldn't serve in Iraq who tried to do the same thing. And the success levels were minuscule, if any.
Wow.
And what I've heard is that there's only been 2 successful claims from the U.S. since 2010. So that's not a whole lot.
No.
And when we look at the other provisions, when we talk about express entry, how in the heck can people convince you as an attorney to represent them for express entry?
So what we do when somebody calls and we're doing a consultation is we'll take a look at their ability to immigrate. And the way Canada chooses its immigrants, for the most part, is in this express entry system. And the way it works is as follows. You are scored as an individual out of 1,200 possible points. 600 of those points are based on what we refer to as human capital. So that's based on your age, education, language ability in English and French, as well as your work experience both in and out of Canada. And out of that, you score out of 600 points. The other 600 points are for individuals who have been selected by the province. They get a bonus of 600 points. And then depending how long they've been in Canada for, if their employer guarantees them a job, if they were educated in Canada, there are sort of bonus points available. And what happens is every 2 weeks or so, the government will go into this pool of candidates who have a point score. And they'll say, okay, this week we're going to select 1,500 immigrants. So who are the best 1,500 immigrants with the highest point scores? And they get what's called an invitation to apply. You then have 90 days to perfect your application. So what that means is you've got to prove all the things that you've said in your profile, that you have the education, it's equivalent to Canadian education, you have X number of years of work experience, so your language scores, because everybody's got to do an English test, okay, or a French test to prove that you speak the language, and you back it up with your letters of reference.
How are you supposed to prove that you speak the language? Aren't there a lot of Canadians who don't speak English?
Well, depends how they came in the country. But what they do is there are certain tests that are approved that everyone must sit for. Americans, Australians, Brits, Indians, Chinese, doesn't matter. Everybody's got to sit for this test, and they score based on their reading, writing, listening, and speaking. A point score. So it's an objective measure that you get a point score from. Americans don't score. They do well, but they usually don't score perfect on the test because they get so bored in the test.
But we have a big problem because so many of these celebrities who have said they're moving down up to Canada, Whoopi Goldberg, for instance, or Barbara Streisand, Chelsea Handler, George Lopez, Cher, Jon Stewart. How are they ever going to pass these tests? I mean, this well, is these.
And if they're celebrities, because, does that give them a you know, more of a kind of, they get,
well, there
more benefits
is a there. Separate category for artists in the self-employed category where you can show that you have a history of self-employment and you're going to add to the artistic and cultural community in Canada. There is a special category for those people.
So they can get in easier then. But
yeah.
For the
now, the one thing they have to worry about, which is sort of funny, is there's two other things that override all these different applications. Number one is you have to pass medical tests because we in Canada have socialized medicine and everybody's got to pass these tests. And they have to show that they're not going to put excessive demand on the healthcare system. So everybody's got to pass that.
Does that include psychiatric for?
It does. Okay. It sure does.
None of them will pass. Sorry.
But you know, the interesting point here is that they're misguided, and we're talking to Evan Green of Green and Spiegel, immigration attorney in Canada, and these people should have been speaking to you, Evan, because they're kind of misguided. They're saying they're moving because of Trump election, but that's not going
to
do it.
No,
they should have really been focused.
Qualify just like anybody around the world has to qualify.
What about Mexicans who may, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but the Mexicans in this country, they may be subject to deportation. Is Canada going to look at them in a more favorable light than Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, here's what's interesting about Mexicans. So Canada, a few years ago, had a big problem with Mexican nationals because Mexico became the number one country for people claiming asylum. In Canada, because at the time, Mexicans didn't need a visa to visit Canada, just like a visa to get on a plane and come. So we had the largest number of people coming from Mexico. It was the number one country for people claiming asylum in Canada. As a result of that, the government put a visa requirement on Mexican nationals, and that was about 3.5-4 years ago. It just came off. The current government of Justin Trudeau,
right,
together with the Mexican government, was very mad about this. So they've...
Cal exit, trying to get out of the union, the United States, and the people in L.A., the politicians, are trying to protect the Mexicans, trying to give them counsel so that they don't just unceremoniously get kicked out of this country. Here's a better idea for them. The visa has been lifted, the limitations and restrictions. They can just move to Canada. They don't have to use the $3 million that L.A. is providing for a defense fund.
Well, Mexico is also part of NAFTA, so if they qualify under NAFTA and they have job offers, they could get in that way as well.
You know, the interesting thing is people don't realize, and you're really enlightening people today, Evan, that there are so many easier ways to get into Canada than simply saying, I don't like what Trump has said in this election, and I don't want to be governed by him. Carrie, I know you have a lot of celebrity friends because you hang out with people who I only wish to know. Have they said that they are leaving or what?
I don't know one person that has said to me, you know, I'm leaving for Canada or anywhere else, except a guy in line at a grocery store was behind me complaining after Trump won. And he was going on, and it was, I just bit my tongue. I so badly wanted to turn to this man after he says, I'm thinking about going to Canada. And I wanted to say, just go. Go. Get out of here. Go anywhere.
Well, let's
just get out of here.
Let's ask Evan, has your business changed substantially? Because, you know, you have a very successful firm. Wasn't your father and your brother, weren't they involved in the Green Spiegel firm?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a family office.
And you have offices in the United States?
Yes, we have offices in Philadelphia and Providence and, of course, Vail.
Right.
You need to have an office in Vail.
You have to have an office in Vail.
For all the celebrities.
So
after they go skiing, they're going to move to Canada.
Exactly. You know, I'm going in a couple weeks. I'll be busy doing consultations.
That'll be nice. Has your business really changed since the Trump election?
Well, I will tell you, what we are seeing is a couple of things. Number one, we're seeing where you have a dual national marriage, husband and wife. The wife's Canadian, the husband's American. And they may not have gotten their papers organized, okay? So the husband's never gotten any Canadian papers, and they haven't really done anything for their kids. Definitely, we are seeing that. Everybody's getting their papers in order just to have it in place, okay? So where they never took out citizenship for the kids, that we're seeing, yes, we got requests for that. The other thing we're seeing is people are interested in knowing what their options are. We've seen a huge spike up in consultations. You know, what do I need to do if I really want to move to Canada? And, you know, the reality is it's not such a simple process because most people, unless you have a job to come to in Canada, aren't going to qualify.
Right.
But people, we have seen definitely a spike in consultations, for sure.
You know, I think that it's important that people know this because, frankly, I know Carrie's frustrated by it. We hear it so much here. And being Canadian myself, I know that it's not so easy. The troubles that I had just getting into this country, I can imagine that they're mirrored getting into Canada. We are going to give everyone your name, though. It's Evan Green of Green and Spiegel. Look him up. He will help you, even answering some questions for dual citizen people, because I agree with you. I've had some friends who are Canadian who live here have actually said, well, I might move back to Canada.
And I'm going to tweet all the celebrities that want to go to Canada. I'm going to give them your web address.
That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we want to do that. Before we let you go, because I know it's cold in Canada and you need to get by the fire and have some hot chocolate before this first night of Hanukkah and Christmas Eve, tell us what you participated in the Maccabiah Games in Israel in 2013.
Oh, I was, it's called... Well, my wife makes fun of me for that because she goes, like, Jewish Olympics, you know, isn't that
right.
A contradiction in terms? But anyway, never mind. I was I did a triathlon competition.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So how did you fare?
Well, I always say when I do my races, I have three goals. Finish the race, have one person behind you, and then most importantly, don't soil yourself.
Perfect.
And so I accomplished all three.
You accomplished all three. But
yay!
The big important question is, did you finish ahead of the Americans?
You know, some I did, some I didn't.
Okay.
But it was great. Great experience.
Evan, I want to thank you so much for being on Gervie's Law. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and your family.
No problem, and you can call me later about, you know, your move back to Canada.
Well, I'll let you know, and if you have an influx of people coming to you, we'll just take a 10% cut.
Sounds great.
All right, take care, Evan.
Bye, Evan.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You know, Carrie, it's funny. He sounds like a great guy. If I was going to have someone handle my paperwork, I'd have Evan do it, but... For you folks who want to know what it's like living in Canada, because that's the legal side of it. This is a law show. We had Evan talk about what is necessary to get to Canada. After the break, you're going to hear from the horse's mouth, so to speak. My mom and my brother, they are going to tell you, and they're laughing right there. They're excited to tell you what it's really like in Canada. So when you make the move, this is what it's going to be like. Don't miss it. You want to hear my mom and brother after this break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Choosy moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
You've got the list. Macy's has the gifts. Get 30 to 75% last minute savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Or shop online and save with promo code GIFT. Save on great designers, sweaters and outerwear for the entire family, gloves and scarves, and dazzling fine jewelry. Find the coolest electronic gifts, headphones, ornaments, and more. The clock is ticking. Hurry in for Macy's last-minute gift sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Most of what we do in life is point of view. The problem is, in the age of Twitter and memes and Facebook and Instagram and talk radio and cable news channels, is that the guy in the southeast corner and the guy in the northwest corner think the other guy's a liar. They don't think that he just saw it differently. They think that he's deliberately subverting the truth. You're working for the insurance company. That's why you said it was that guy's fault when everybody knows it's the other guy's fault. And off we go to the races.
McIntyre in the morning.
5 to 10 on KABC.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, the seabound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be.
And we are back, Harry. Don't you love listening to the Canadian artists singing? I love the way Franz has been able to get that in on the show.
He's going to play Justin Bieber next.
Oh, I can hardly wait. How do you know he didn't just play it? You know, he's sitting in the booth listening to, you know, all of these Canadian artists. Justin Bieber is at the top of his list. Beaver. He's a believer. He's a believer. Believer.
I'm a believer.
Isn't he a beaver? Well, beaver is the national animal for Canada.
Really?
Yes.
I love beavers.
Yes. When I was young, I used to really chase a lot of beaver.
I'm sure you did.
I did in Canada.
I'm sure of it.
I sat
sure
in my
built yourself a little nam and waited.
I ate pemmican and caribou and I sat in my igloo. Mom, can you be quiet? I haven't introduced you yet. We rode our mooses and we chased beaver. We used to go to the strip clubs and they had the peelers. You know the peelers?
You know, they call them peelers
in Vancouver.
Canada.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but
well, that's
here.
What the show was about.
Not here.
Canada. Not here.
Tukes.
So, Tukes. What used to happen when I was a kid in Canada, and folks, for you who are moving to Canada because of this Trump election, this is what you can expect. You go into a peeler bar, which is a strip club, and you have one of the strippers. She gets off stage and she quickly puts on this huge fur coat. And she goes out into the 40 below weather, and she gets into a car, into a taxi, and they take her to another peeler bar. So they have a circuit through the night. So she does her three-minute dance, she collects her tips, and she puts on this huge fur coat. She still has her little skimpy clothes on, gets into they don't have Uber. Well, actually, they do. They gets into a cab, goes to the next peeler bar, does the same thing, and then keeps doing it all night long. For you strippers who are moving to Canada, that's your life in 40 below weather. So without further ado, we need to learn a little bit more about Canada because our show today is a holiday show, a special holiday show, and I'm so happy to have my family on board for Carrie. It's like her family. They're here.
Yes.
They're going to tell us about Canada. They flew in specially from Toronto to tell us about moving to Canada. Evan Green, the attorney from Green & Spiegel, just told us what you need to do. Now this is what your life is going to be like in Canada. And... For with no further ado, we have Evelyn Gervey, my mom, and Martin Gervey, my brother. Can we have some applause,
Franz? I was thinking that. I was going to do it, too.
There it's kind we go. Of like
nice to be here, Alan.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you. Tell us a little bit about how it was coming here to this country. You came here a few days ago. Were you riding on with Huskies, or were you hitting the Husky and they brought you here?
Like, you mean like a
yes,
sled?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah. We were riding on Huskies.
How did that go?
It went quite well.
So we want to know about Canada. First of all, tell us, Mom, what are your memories of growing up in snow? Because a lot of us here in L.A. haven't ever seen snow.
Well, I remember that we had this blizzard. Was it 67 or something?
66.
66, thank you. When you couldn't get your car out.
Out of where?
Out of the garage. We had garages.
Garages?
Garages. Garages.
It's called a garage in Canada.
Do you know that you have to plug your car into the heater to get it started in the winter?
Really?
You have to keep it plugged in.
So people who are moving to Canada don't realize that they have to actually plug their car in so that they can get it started.
They're just going
to
freeze.
When I drove down to the United States, I had the block heater cord coming out of the car, so people gathered around because this was about 20, 30 years ago. They had never seen an electric car before. They thought it was an electric car.
But it wasn't really an electric car, was it?
No, no. You have a block heater because in the winter, if you don't plug the car in overnight, when it gets down to minus 30, minus 40, it just will not start.
Wow.
Okay, that just sounds like hell.
Yeah, no.
Is this all over Canada that it gets this cold? Now, I've been through Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. But apparently much better than facing a Trump America, apparently.
Well, is 30 below?
Whoopi Goldberg and Barbara Streisand, I can see them standing outside in the 30 below, 40 below weather, plugging their car in. What kind of food, Martin? Tell us the food that we can look forward to when we move to Canada.
Well, I think one of the delicacies that you look forward to from Quebec, and by the way, you'll have to learn to speak French because French is the official.
Sometimes I have to go wee.
No, it's not wee. It's us.
Wow.
Us.
Okay. You asked about food.
Yes.
There's a delicacy called poutine. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Maybe it hasn't come down here.
I'm a bit scared to find out what that is.
You don't know poutine?
No.
It's at Tim Hortons, eh?
It's French fries. Can we call them French fries or chips here? What do we call them? Well,
okay, so in Canada, they call them chips.
Okay.
And so if you order chips, you're going to get French fries because it's from the British, the chips. So French fries is an American thing.
Yeah.
And it's got cheese melted over the French fries.
Curds.
Cheese curds. And then delicious gravy on top of that. The whole thing is smothered in gravy.
Okay, I thought it was going to be something like Rocky Mountain oysters or something like that.
No, it's just gravy. They're big on gravy in Canada. So if you love gravy, move to Canada.
And I've never had any.
What about pierogies? You grew up on pierogies, didn't you?
Well, there's a large Ukrainian community in Western Canada in particular. So pierogies is another dish that you'll have to develop a liking to, and it really is quite delicious. You know, you can have either cheese or potato. You have them with onions, and you also have the choice of having it either boiled, which is a little bit healthier, or fried. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to decide between the two of those which you prefer.
Are you getting excited?
I am. I'm writing stuff down for my tweets to all the celebrities.
Yeah, so
what they're going to look forward to.
And they'll have Macintosh toffee.
Toffee.
Yeah, toffee. You'll have Canadian back bacon.
So how about Goldeye?
Winnipeg Goldeye.
Goldeye. Very famous.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No. Yes, I have. It was a baseball team way back when.
That's true.
You know, we want to talk about money because people are obviously going to go to Canada to make some money.
Yeah.
They have to know what a loonie and a toonie is, and there's no pennies there.
Yes, we've gotten rid of pennies about 5 years ago. There's no such thing as a 1 cent piece. So if your purchase is $2.52, you just have to pay $2.50.
What a deal.
Oh, but if it's $2.53, they raise it up to $2.55, so then you would have to pay. So it takes a little bit of getting used to, but when you think of it, pennies are pretty useless. I noticed you
That's
use
a
them
good a good store.
Pardon?
I like panties.
Well, you're kind of old school.
Well, you use pennies.
JC pennies. Yeah.
But you like those penny slots in Vegas.
No, I like the nickel ones.
We're moving up in the world.
Yeah. Exactly.
Another thing that might be difficult to get used to, and I know, Alan, when we met you in Winnipeg for the Heritage Classic hockey game,
yeah,
you were quite taken by this, is you have to get used to the politeness of Canadians. Like when you're jostling in a crowd, maybe you're at Walmart or Costco, you know, jostling for the best deal and the best selection, get used to the Canadian beside you saying, oh, I'm sorry, or after you, go ahead, or oh, excuse me, sorry, I didn't mean to bump you.
You have manners in that.
There are manners,
which
yes.
Which is a lost art here. Yeah.
Well, that's something I've noticed.
Too bad.
And I know Alan, you know, I guess, had forgotten about that because he was quite taken aback by it.
Well, Alan, the problem is that on this show, I have been criticized by some of our greatest guests, Jerry Spence, Alan Dershowitz, F. Lee Bailey, Robert Kennedy, Aaron Brockovich. They always say that I interrupt them. So while you were speaking just now, I really wanted desperately to interrupt you, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Should I have let you speak?
No, I'm sorry.
No, I apologize.
I'm sorry, too.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Alan. Mom, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Mom, you know, it reminds me of that time when I was trying to get into the... It was freezing, 20 below zero, and I told you this, Mom. I froze. I got frostbite on my fingers. And the problem was, is there was another guy there, and we were both trying to get in, and this was obviously in Canada, and he kept going, you go first.
Oh.
And I said, I go first. I went, told him to go first, and he said, no, you go first. For 13 minutes, that went on. You go first.
I think it was only 12.
And
probably 13 seconds, and then Alan just went right in front of him.
No, we don't do that.
Well, you do now, apparently.
That's what happens when you become an American. You lose all sense of dignity and politeness.
Oh, I don't think
it is pretty bad here with the manners.
Is it getting bad?
Yeah, I was at a restaurant yesterday, and I couldn't believe this man. And the person I was sitting there, we kept staring because we couldn't believe he was making that like gathering that snot in your nose, a loogie sound, and then pulling it into his mouth and swallowing it.
Yeah.
But it was nonstop. It was every couple minutes he was doing it. I think everybody in the restaurant could not believe this man.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. As you were speaking about the snot coming out of your nose,
yeah,
look who came into the studio.
Yes.
None other than my beautiful wife, Nancy.
Yes, and your two beautiful children.
And Hudson and Harper, never been here before. After
Yay.
All these years that I've been doing the show, it is the holiday. And, folks, I apologize if we're not talking hardcore law, but this is a family time. It's Christmas Eve. It's Hanukkah, first night of Hanukkah. My whole family is in the studio. We're going to take a quick break, and just maybe we can get Nancy, Hudson, and Harper to come on the mic and say hello and say happy holidays to everyone, because we're talking about Canada. We're talking about the holidays. I'm so fortunate to have my family here. You know, I'm getting choked up, really, from Canada. I'm just kidding.
We could do some Hanukkah songs.
No,
the kids.
No.
You know.
Well, we'll see if the kids want to sing. So we hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about Canada. For those of you who are moving to Canada, don't miss the next segment. You'll also hear from Hudson and Harper and Nancy. You're listening to the holiday special with my brother Martin, my mom, Evelyn, my beautiful co-host, Carrie, with Jason Rose standing here. We're all spending the holiday together right here, and he's showing me numbers. I'm being sentimental. You don't have to tell me that I have 15 seconds. Debbie Payne is celebrating. She's playing with the kids. She's giving them Christmas gifts. Franz is in the booth. He's smiling. We're all singing Christmas carols and Hanukkah tunes.
And the fire is lit in the corner.
And the fire is lit. Don't miss our last segment. It is going to be a doozy. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here.
Start singing.
Jason, am I at 12 yet?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Martin, he's a professional singer.
We could do nipping at your nose.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a toy or dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Ba 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 ba. We'll see you after the break.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
the bottom us will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Oh, there's no place like...
Who me? 790?
For the holidays.
Happy holidays from Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man alive!
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now you can take the NBC4 News at 6 with you in your car.
Whoa, 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 what?
KBC is now simulcasting the NBC4 News at 6.
So if they're the news in News Talk Evolve, what does that make us?
You have to tune in to find out. Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, noon to 3 on 790 KBC.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Keep going because I don't know the words
to the song.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all.
A bunch of Jews trying to sing Christmas carols. It doesn't work out that well. Yes, it's Alan Gervey here. I'm here on this wonderful, wonderful holiday, Christmas and Hanukkah, on the same day. KABC is making me work, which really sucks. So I figured I'd show it to them, and I brought my family here. Nancy, say hi to everyone and happy holidays.
Hi to everyone and happy holidays.
Hudson, say hi to everyone and happy holidays.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Harper, say happy holidays. No, they're not going to talk, and he's pulling my headphones off. So we have my mom here and my brother Martin, who sang that beautiful rendition of Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Carrie is here with us. We're celebrating the holidays. We've had a show on people moving to Canada. We have half of Canada here in the studio in this little dungeon here at KABC. Hudson, what did you drop?
My flashlight.
You dropped your flashlight? Why do you have
we
a
do
flashlight?
Have lights here.
They have no lights here in the studio. Hudson brought his own flashlight. Nancy, thanks for bringing the kids. Isn't this a wonderful day to spend Hanukkah? A wonderful way, actually.
It is a wonderful way, and we've never been here to the studio, and the kids and I are very excited to be here.
In all the years that I've been on the air, it's probably about 30 or 40 now, I have been talking about my beautiful wife, Nancy, and my two kids. Harper, how old are you?
Two.
Hudson, how old are you?
Three and a half,
and you're going to be four very soon, right? Where are you going for your birthday?
I knew it.
Disneyland.
Harper, are you going to come too?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward? What's the ride you want to go on at Disneyland?
Dumbo.
Hudson, what do you want to go on?
Dumbo.
What about It's a Small World? Martin, can you sing It's a Small World?
It's a small world. Da, da, I haven't been there a number of years, so I'm really looking forward to hearing that
Canadians
song
trying to sing
over
Disney tunes.
And over and over and over again.
So, Nancy, are you prepared to move to Canada because Trump has been elected?
I know you want to move to Canada.
But that's not because Trump is elected.
Do you really want to move back, Alan?
I don't know.
I think he would love to.
Kids, where do you want to live?
Hudson, to be closer to his family.
Yeah.
Harper, where do you want to live?
And for better schools.
Yeah, there we go. Better schools. Martin, Mom?
What?
Where do you want to live? Toronto?
You want to go to Toronto?
What's your favorite baseball team?
Blue Jays.
Good, Blue Jays. Martin,
the Blue Jays.
What's your favorite team?
His father.
No.
Dodgers. You don't know? You like the Dodgers?
Yeah, Dodgers.
What about hockey? Are we going to go and see the Winnipeg Jets play the LA Kings? Hudson, yeah. You want to go?
Yeah.
Do you have a new jersey?
Yeah.
Good. Carrie, you have any questions for Hudson and Harper?
I wanted to know, Hudson and Harper, did you like the dancing rabbi that I got you? I got them a dancing rabbi.
Remember?
And the best part is the eyebrows go up and down really fast. And he's got this, I mean, is he singing? Was it Hava Nagila?
I'm not sure. I think it was. What did you say? Did you say, I love you, Carrie Kasem? Hudson, is that what you said?
I think I heard that. Yeah, I think I heard
Harper, what did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Loud and clear.
Say, I love you, Carrie Kasem. You're playing with the mic.
Yeah.
They were playing with that toy for hours.
Really?
That night. That we opened it.
You never know if somebody's going to be offended, right? You have, like, you give them, like, this, you know, dancing rabbi singing songs and stuff.
So, I like it. I have to see it.
Okay, good. And then I gave them some, was it Guild, they call it?
Guild. I've got to correct
Alan
this
and I have a lot of guilt.
We have the guilt.
You gave the guilt. Yes. Guilt is money. Guilt is what we Jews live with.
And then dreidels. I got the whole package. Yeah, I gave them the whole package.
Did you spin your dreidels, Hudson?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Harper? You're playing with the mics.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to wrap it up. This has been a wonderful holiday show. Why are you laughing, Carrie?
Because this is so funny. I don't think in all my 20 years of radio ever had a family show. And I think it's great. And I think that when these guys grow up, they're going to love seeing this.
I want to thank my brother Martin and my mom for coming all the way from Toronto to be on our show this afternoon.
It's been really great, eh? What's wrong?
He's such a hoser.
What are you talking about, eh?
Mom, you're not a hoser.
No.
You're a hosette.
Nancy? Isn't it nice to finally be in the studio?
It is. It's a lot of fun. It feels very easy and conversational.
So you want to come on more often?
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Well, I want to wish everyone a happy holidays and a happy new year. We'll probably have the best of next week because I really want to go out and party. Franz, happy holidays. Jason, happy holidays. Debbie, happy holidays. Mom, Dad, happy holidays. Carrie... Happy holidays. Can you guys...
I'm your bro. Remember?
Oh, my God.
I called him my dad?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. I've been looking older lately.
Dad up above. Happy holidays to you.
Freudian slip.
I'll have a shillum. All right. You guys, we have to go now. I want you all to say happy holidays. Hudson, you have to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Harper, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And there you have it from Gervie's Law. All the best to you and yours. And we're all crying here.
We're all crying.
They're so precious. Like, that was just so precious.
Martin, sing us out.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I will play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, my dreidel, I will play.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
On average, Angelinos spend an additional